Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back with you on the John Chuckery Show, live in the Kia Studios. 404-741-0929. Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. We are asking you to download the Odyssey.com app. We know you're not in the car as much as what you used to be, but you want to listen to the station and the show. How do I do it? Best way is through the Odyssey.com app, right? Put that on your device today. Take the smartphone, the Alexa speakers, the tablet, the Walkman, Commodore 64, text instruments calculator, Palm Pilot, whatever your device is, just download onto something to be able to catch us when you're on the go. Social media is at 910 The Game, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. So always the best way to follow us is through our personal Twitter handles, at JMCH. 316, that of course your water cooler talking points 3 to 6 months in advance of anybody else that is out there. On the other side of the glass, producing the show, as always, Jarvis in the building at JarvisD90. Being asked about what time we're going to talk about the Bret Hart documentary, 10:40 tonight, as I thought that this was terrific. I'd heard previews that said that for a lot of people it was their favorite documentary in the series, that it's their favorite one. I thought it was really, really good, and it was a lot about like what I thought about it. You know, Bret was going to do a lot of talking for it because he's got a lot to say, and he knows about his story. So, good stuff. We'll talk about a little bit later on in the show. Quickly too, as we are going to talk some Hawks basketball here, the NBA Coach of the Year. So I guess it's the Red Auerbach Award. Remember, we had the Writers Award earlier. About a month or so ago, maybe not quite that long ago. But Tom Thibodeau is the NBA Coach of the Year. Interesting, Monty Williams in second, but actually got more first-place votes. Thibodeau got 43 first-place votes. Monty Williams got 45, but Williams got 32 second-place votes to 42 for Tom Thibodeau, which I don't understand that at all. How would you not have Monty Williams as your number one or number two Coach of the Year in the NBA this year after what they did? But anyway, Quinn Snyder finished third, Doc Rivers fourth. Last question, how is Doc Rivers fourth over Nate McMillan? Doc Rivers got two first-place votes, two second-place votes. How would anybody, with all due respect, it's not a knock against Doc, but with a team that has been one of the top two or three teams in the Eastern Conference over the last, what, 4 or 5 years, with two of the best players in the Eastern Conference that wasn't brand new. I mean, Embiid and Simmons have been the face of that franchise for the last several years. And I understand that they were number one in the East this year, but weren't they supposed to be like 1, 2, 3 in the East? I mean, weren't they supposed to be right about there? How did Doc Rivers do a better job than Nate McMillan? Nate McMillan, by the way, no first-place votes, no second-place votes. Steve Nash even got a second-place vote. And he got 12 third-place votes. So he finishes fifth, Nate McMillan does. Okay, anyway. But listen, people ask why do we talk about it? Because, again, what are you watching? Like, what were you looking at? I'm not mad at Thibodeau and Monty Williams, you know, at the top or whatever like that, but why would you give Steve Nash a second-place vote with that roster? Like, what did they do? That they loaded up on all the top five players in the NBA and won a whole bunch of games. Isn't that what you're supposed to do? Isn't that why you accumulated all those guys? What happens if they don't win the NBA title? Should take his vote back. But anyway, just saying out of all of it. So, yeah, a little bit bitter. Look, nobody saw this coming from the Atlanta Hawks. What they're doing right now is amazing. You know, 4 out of 5 against the Knicks, winning on the road yesterday in Philadelphia. I know the final score was really close, but they were up by 20, 23, 25 points in that game yesterday. What this team is doing is remarkable. And this really is, I don't know what's going to happen the rest of the way in the series. We said, you know, without Joel Embiid, this team can absolutely win this series against the Philadelphia 76ers. I thought it'd be very difficult to win it with Joel Embiid on the court. But you saw yesterday, even with him on the court, and he was magnificent. You could see, listen, Joel Embiid is a special player. You can see that when you watch Embiid. He is a terrific player. He can do so many things. He is just, he's a physical marvel, just his size, strength, his build. But to be able to step out and shoot the three, shoot the mid-range, he's a terrific free throw shooter. He can bang down low. He's just a special guy to watch, you know? But what the Hawks have been able to do in this playoff run is marvelous. And I don't know what's going to happen the rest of the way, but this is as good a run in a story that this franchise has ever had. I mean, ever had. And that includes the 60-win team. That includes some of the Dominique years, which, by the way, what wasn't Luka chasing? Wasn't he chasing Dominique's record yesterday? Dominique had the 47 or whatever, and in that playoff game against Bird and the Celtics, and that's what Luka was chasing yesterday. But nobody could have seen this coming. And if you did see it coming, you're not telling me the truth. That nobody saw the way that this team is playing, the way that they've been on this run, winning 5 out of 6 playoff games thus far. They've been terrific. And a full complement of roster, you know, obviously other than Cam Reddish, who, by the way, you see the report where he was practicing this week? I wonder if they got to the Eastern Conference Finals if they add Cam Reddish onto their roster. I don't know how this works as far as the NBA goes. You know, in the NFL, you go round by round, or like Major League Baseball is a better example, right? Major League Baseball is a better example. You go round by round and you change your roster, right? So you may have a guy that's hurt that you don't keep on your NLCS roster versus your NLDS roster or whatever. You know, maybe an extra catcher or something, whatever. I mean, you see it all the time in baseball. I don't know if the NBA is the same way if you have different rosters for different levels of the playoff, but what the Hawks have done has been nothing short of spectacular. And Trae Young has been everything that anybody could have hoped and wanted for. He really is a legitimate star for this franchise. And I will say again, nobody in the NBA playoffs has benefited more than Trae Young. Nobody has been a better story and a bigger story in the NBA playoffs than Trae Young. Not LeBron losing, not Luka going out in Game 7, not the Clippers advancing, not what the Nets are doing, not Harden getting hurt. Not Giannis, not this, not that. Trae Young is the top story of the playoffs thus far and the run that he's been on, where night in, night out, he's going to give you, you know, 30 and 10 every single night. And what this team has done, you know, Bogdanovich hit so many big shots. Collins has been, you know, a really good piece as well. Capella has been as steady as you can ask for. Rim protector, rebounding machine, he's been everything you could ask for. You know, Gallinari's had some good moments, had some terrible moments. Lou Williams has had some really good moments and some terrible moments. But what you've gotten out of Trae Young this far is nothing short of spectacular. And, you know, we kind of poke fun at the Luka versus Trae, again, simply because this is not about trying to diminish Luka or whatever. It's about trying to acknowledge how good Trae Young is. And I'll say that he's even surprised me in some ways with how good he is and what he's meant for this franchise. You know, what he's done so far for this franchise and where this franchise is at right now, there's nothing to not be excited about. This is unbelievable. I mean, remember the 60-win team, and you go back and you say, okay, that was a team that didn't feel like it was – going to go real far, and we kind of knew that. They were a little bit older. LeBron was still in the East. You know, this was not a situation where it felt like, okay, this is a team that's on the move. They just kind of captured lightning in a bottle for 1 year, and it was like, okay, They'd been a pretty good team, but they kind of captured a lot of magic, and they had that great, what was it, January? They had the great January, and then they had four guys make the All-Star team, and you know, all those things that were just kind of cool about it. But what this team is doing is, to me, a lot more legitimate. This is a lot more long-term and a lot more sustained for the long-term than anything that we saw from that 60-win team. And the way Trey has carried this franchise, and look, assuming that they pick up John Collins' max deal, assuming they pick up, you know, he'll get a max deal, and assuming they pick that up, which I would imagine that they would, especially at this point, that when somebody offers him a max, you're going to have to go in there and match it. I don't know how you kind of back down from all of that, but it's just hard to kind of put into words at times just how good this team has been. They look well coached at times. Yeah, they had their moments at the end of the game yesterday, no doubt about it. They couldn't get the ball in bounds, and they had some mental blunders and things. I get it. I'm with everybody, you know, on all of that. But you can't talk, you can't discredit the work that they had put in at that point, and discredit what where they had been and what they had done earlier in that game where they were up by 20, 23 points and all that. So it's a magnificent run. There's no reason why it has to end. Would I be shocked at this point if they beat the 76ers in this series? No, I wouldn't. Not with the way this team is playing right now. You know, they can do a lot of different things to create a lot of headaches for what the 76ers want to do. The 76ers can't cover everybody on that roster, and when they get those wing players out there. And look, the Hawks are a very deep team, but you know, as long as you got some of your stars that are getting some things done. If you've got Collins and you got Young, you know, Young has been consistent game in, game out. But as long as you can keep Collins going and you can keep Capella rebounding the basketball and Bogdanović hit some big three. I mean, Bogdanović was only 5-for-12 from three yesterday. And I say only 5-for-12 from three, but he had a couple of big threes for that. And obviously that one right at the end that gave him, what was that? I think put him back up by 5 or 4 or whatever it was. That was a massive shot that he hit. Massive shot. And thought that he would be the X factor going into this. We've talked before about when he plays, you know, over 30 minutes in a game, the Hawks' record and his personal numbers and things like that. But this run has been nothing short of amazing. And I don't know, even for the 60-win team, you know, where we kind of thought about, okay, they've been a much better team than everybody in the East. That maybe wasn't as unexpected that they would get to where they got and then lose the LeBron the way that they did. This has been unexpected. This has been better than we could have hoped for. And I know some people agreed, disagreed, but they're playing with house money. The fact is they're in a position where they've exceeded all of their goals for this season. Now, look, I'm with everybody. Let's get greedy now. You just won a game on the road in a second-round playoff in the NBA against the number one seed in the conference. And I think that's one of the things you can't diminish, and we were just, you know, kind of joking about what Dallas do. And you can tell about the Western Conference and the other, but the Hawks just went into the number one seed, the prohibitive favorite in the East, went into the number one seed in the conference and won in their building on the road and really dominated almost all of that game. There was that flurry for the last, you know, 8 minutes of that fourth quarter. I get it, and it got cut way down. But the Hawks up till then completely dominated Philadelphia. They were the better team. They looked like the better team. They looked like the more well-rounded team. And they got, you know, they got 36 out of their superstar. Sorry, 39 out of their superstar, who, by the way, is 14 for 15 from the line. Took 21 shots in that game. They got everything that they could have asked for out of their superstar player yesterday. And probably in some ways, look, they got a good game out of Curry. He was launching it up from everywhere. And part of that is, you know, once you get down big, you got to just start firing it up. So he shot the three ball real well. He was 5-for-9 from three, and he had 21. And Harris is a guy that, you know, he can give you 18 to 22, and he got 20 yesterday for them. But was also, you know, I mean, look, 20 points and 10 rebounds, you know, for Harris. When they put Simmons on, Trey, it did look a little bit different. There's no doubt about it. But by and large, Trae Young did everything that he could want to do in that game yesterday. And he got his own shots. He got other guys involved. This is going to be a fun series. I mean, this is going to be a fun series because Hawks will be back at it coming up tomorrow night, right? Tomorrow night? Yes, tomorrow night, 7:30 tip on the game. Pre-game at 7 o'clock, 7:30 tip on it, game two, Hawks in Philadelphia. Is that game on? I guess that game is on TNT probably as well, and I'm guessing the local broadcast. Because I don't think the Hawks didn't have the Bally Sports local this weekend, did they? Didn't have that yesterday for the game. Yeah. So maybe they can't have the conference semifinals or something like that in there. So we just got the first round, and that was it. So everything will be on, I guess, TNT, I'm assuming. Maybe ESPN one of those nights as well. All right, when we get back, Michael Wilbon joined Dukes and Bell. Earlier today, what he had to say. Chuck Reed hanging out in the Key Studios on Sports Radio Net to the Game, Odyssey.com app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.